May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Every teacher, preacher has a life message. Every church reflects the life message of the leadership. And if there was a life message for us as a church, for CTK, it would be that we would be a lovesick dwelling place where the fullness of Christ can be on full display. Not just when we gather, but we would carry that and release that fullness everywhere we work, everywhere we live, everywhere we play. For me personally, what I'm going to share is just, again, it's important for me to do this just as a reminder, echoing again what we're called to be and who we call and what's foundational to who we are, and I believe what's foundational to the Christian life. There's a place in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57, it says this thing. It says, "Thanks be to God, who is continually giving us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." That's the language, continually giving us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I love that. He's giving, it's a grace, it's a gift. It's continually there, giving us that. Though God gives, we don't always receive. But that's the reality. And so the thing that I'd found in the Christian life is that it's awesome to explore the possibilities, the limitlessness of the grace of God as we release the fullness of Christ through us in ministry. And we go after that. That's part of who Jesus is. But if you go after that, and for you, Christianity, spiritual Christianity is primary ministry, and yet you've not known how to carry the life of Christ inside of you to where you know victorious grace over sin's power to control you in attitude and action and language, then your life will end up being a defeat. And in the end, the ministry will be discredited. Because everything comes from the inside out. That's just the way the Christian life works. Sad reality is there are some people who focus, they say, Spirit-filled living is signs and wonders ministry. The other group says Spirit-filled living is holiness of life. And the reality is it's all of that. The fullness of Jesus, Jesus lived a victorious life, holiness supernaturally, not by striving and struggling, but he also released supernatural ministry, right? But it starts from the inside out. It wouldn't mean a lot to us if Jesus was healing the sick and yet there were evidences in the scripture that he lived an immoral life. Everything that he did in ministry was built on the credibility of who he was from the inside out as a person. And so it's so significant that you know what it is to experience victory in those places that nobody knows about but you. When nobody's around to watch, nobody's going to tell you what a great word or great ministry. You're just alone with God. And either you're living in anxiety or fear or greed or pride or envy or jealousy or lust or whatever, bitterness, resentment. And so you know you're carrying defeat even though you're moving in ministry and people are telling you how good you're doing. That's an awful way to live. And the reality is that you carry victory over sin's power in you 24/7 if you're a believer. Because Jesus Christ lives inside of you. It says in 2 Corinthians 13:5 that if Christ doesn't live in you, you're not the real deal. No matter what you say or how much you go to church, the acid test of Christianity in the end is not your baptism or the Baptist bar mitzvah prayer or the sinner's prayer you prayed or whatever. It's, does Jesus Christ live in you? And Christ in you is the hope of glory. Paul said, the familiar passage, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. That's the heart of the new creation. And so that passage again in 1 Corinthians 15, 57 says, thanks be to God, who's always giving us the victory, not as a thing, not as a reward, not as a happening, but it is through Christ. Jesus himself, who lives inside of you, carries your victory over the power of sin in your life. Let me say that again. Jesus Christ himself, who lives inside of you, carries your victory. So therefore, we could say that victory over sin's power is a person. And the activity of that person released in your life consistently. Because he's always offering himself. Thanks be to God, who's continually giving us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. There is this great passage in 1 John. It says this. 1 John chapter 5, real familiar. Verse 4, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. The way a person becomes a Christian is real complicated. They have to do a lot of spiritual calisthenics, prove themselves worthy to God. No. By grace, you're saved through faith. It's not of yourself. It's not a result of works. It's the gift of God so that no one can boast. By grace, you're saved through faith. It says in Colossians 2:6, just like you received him, so continually walk in him. The way you live the Christian life is just as complicated as the way you became a Christian. He's offering as a free gift, and you just keep receiving. And you do that by faith. Thanks be to God, who's always giving us the victory in this person, Jesus Christ. We've quoted this verse a lot around here lately, looking at it from different places, but think again about Colossians 3, 1 through 4. Since then, you've been raised up with Christ. Seek those things which are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God, and set your affections and your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. You've died, the person you used to be. The by yourself, own your own, under condemnation person. If you've died and your life is hidden with Christ and God. Now when Christ, who is your life? You see, Christ is your life. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in this humanity, I live by faith. And the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, and who lives in me, and who continues to give himself to me. As my victory. I love that language. Thanks be to God. There's like no ambiguity about it. Thanks be to God. It's not pleading. Oh God, please, please set me free from fear. Lord, set me free. Oh God, please give me victory over fear. Jesus is in you as your victory over fear. And so what do? You just receive him as that and thank him for it. Just like you got saved. It doesn't change. It's no more complicated than that. It seems too simple. But like I say, we're sheep. He doesn't call us spiritual rocket scientists. We're sheep. It has to stay simple. Aren't you glad it's not a formula or something you have to memorize? You have to listen to some powerful teacher memorize what they're thinking and saying? It's just really simple. Just like you got saved is the way you live the Christian life every minute of every day. Thanks be to God, who's giving us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ every minute, and all we've got to do is receive. So it's so complicated when you walk out the door, or even right now, if you're being skeptical or you got an attitude or you're being prideful, just go ahead and stop and say, Jesus, I thank you right now that you're my victory over pride. And he'll manifest himself just like that. Thank you that you're my victory over fear. Thank you that you're my victory over bitterness, resentment. Thank you that you are my victory over lust or greed or jealousy or self-rejection. It really is that simple. And stewarding the fullness of Christ that you can give away will be sustainable only if you get that. Because I don't know about you, but I spend a lot of time when the crowd's not around. Misty Edwards, your friend, talks about life takes place behind the face. It's one of her, my favorite lines in her songs. Life takes place behind the face where nobody else knows. And if it's joy unspeakable there, when you're alone in the room, nothing else is going on, you're not having to be stimulated by activity, if there's joy unspeakable there because of his presence and the victory he brings, then you've discovered what it is to live life and life more abundantly. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's stand together.